start off here with track here. They had a good start to the season on Monday. Girls finishing in second, boys finishing in first at the Invitational Ulysses. They head to Pratt coming up here tomorrow, and we will join here a couple seniors. Nathan LeBeau joins us here first, representing the boys. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is your last go around for track here. What events are you involved in this year?
Mainly jumping and sprinting in the 4x1 and sometimes 4x4. So.
All right. Which one is your favorite?
Probably the 4x1. Yeah, it's not too far, and I like sprinting.
Yeah,
so.
It's only 100 meters. Yeah. Do you get the straightaway or the curve?
I get the first curve.
So, all right. You know. You're like the first one that's relieved then, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah.
All right. Monday you started off your season at Ulysses. I mean, that was a pretty nice day for early April, huh?
It was a nice day, yeah.
All right. And how do you feel like you went and competed?
I did all right. I definitely feel like I can do better in the jumping and maybe the 400, but the 4x1 felt good.
And how exciting was the race for that Team Matado? You guys rallied late to win by a point. I mean, that's got to be pretty exciting.
That was very exciting, yeah. But at the end, we were very far ahead, and I was anchoring. So
all right.
Fine.
Well, yeah. So I mean, that's got to be fun there as well. But what are some things that you're looking forward to as you work through this season?
Just looking forward to improving and hopefully getting new PRs and maybe going to state.
Do you have, like, specific goals in some of your events individually, maybe? Or
Yeah, definitely. There's two big goals I got in long jump and triple jump, 20-foot in long jump and 40-foot in triple jump, which are big milestones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get there, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Tomorrow you go to Pratt, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you Nathan. And thanks again for joining me here, and congratulations on a good start to the season.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, once again, it is Senior Nathan LeBeau, and then we get Senior Priscilla Peregrino, and we're going to have her on the air here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. I guess when you're senior track, that means it's last go-around.
Yep.
But Monday, off to a good start for you. Had pretty good meet overall. How'd you feel like you got how you did?
I think I could have done way better. I wasn't too impressed. I mean, the coaches told me I did better than my first meet last year, but honestly, I wasn't very happy with my results, but I think the 4x4 was really good. I really enjoyed that race. I know all of us were really nervous for that race, but it actually ended up being really good, which I was really excited about.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I think you're probably the only one returning from that 4x4 from last year.
Kendall, too.
And Kendall, yeah. Yes. But you, too, and it's a whole new cast there. And, I mean, you have to be pretty excited what your potential could be there this year.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of potential. I know we can all drop our times by a lot. I know Kendall and I are not too far off of our personal best in the 4x4, but I think both of us can drop sometime. Brooklyn, definitely, and I think Kinley can as well. So yeah. I think we could definitely get down to the teens, something around there.
All right. Well, you go to Pratt tomorrow. Are you going to do the same events then, too? Or?
Yeah, hopefully I don't continue my bad luck streak in Pratt. I've had very bad luck there, Adam.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully you turn it around. You know, you've had a pretty good spring campaign so far, but do you feel like you are much further ahead than where you were a year ago?
Yeah, I think I am further ahead. My times are, right now, my 100 hurdles are probably where I was in Lakin. Mm-hmm. I think last year, coming off of an injury, I wasn't able to obviously condition that much during the winter time. So I think I'm just going to be better this year, hopefully.
All right. Senior Priscilla Peregrino joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thank you again for the time here, and congratulations to getting off to a good start here, and good luck to you coming up at Pratt.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Senior Priscilla Peregrino joining us here, and we'll talk here with Coach Jim Turner. A good start to the track season already for you guys, Coach. And Monday showed, boy, beautiful day. And it's a good thing they moved that meet, I guess, just for the weather purposes. You guys really had a really good showing to start the season.
Yeah, I always want to go to meets. I don't want to cancel them or reschedule them, but after I hadn't practiced for 15 minutes, I was glad they did. So still, the wind came up a little bit as we started the running and lasted through probably about the 800, but it wasn't terrible. You know, it's probably the second nicest day I've ever been at Ulysses, and because weather's always terrible down there.
Anyway, yeah, for whatever reason, I guess because it's still late March, early April. But I think there's a lot to, you had to be pretty excited about after Monday there, and a lot of potential for you guys this year.
Yeah, it was a good day for us, boys and girls alike. I mean, we got some really young kids, you know, might not compete at the state level, but they saw a lot of improvement from the year before. You know, some of our young, our sophomore throwers did really well. I mean, I think Oscar Mendez PR'd in all of his events, and, you know, but it was all over. I mean, we had some really good stuff. So, I mean, it's really hard to pinpoint particular things, but we kind of like the relays, and our boys 4x8 ran pretty well with a couple new faces out there. And we ran Jace on it because he's, he's not ready to sprint mm-hmm. yet with that foot from football. And, you know, so we're trying to work him in slowly. So we put him into 4x8, and he's been conditioning on all the longer stuff, but it's just pushing off and sprinting. The girls 4x8 with a lot of new faces. We got Brindley back, that's it. And they ran fairly well for us. And we're going to try some, even some different girls at Pratt because we can run two relays. You know, so the 4x4s are really good for boys and girls. So that's always, I mean, you could have a terrible meet, and if you finish off the 4x4R, it makes everything a little bit better.
Yes. You look ahead here to Pratt on tomorrow, I guess, already. Yeah. Yep. So it's a short turnaround that Tuesday or Monday, Thursday. It's kind of like some of your Tuesday, Friday. But what do you expect to see from Pratt coming up here tomorrow?
Oh, there'll be 11 teams and a variety of different teams. You know, Goddard, Eisenhower, Garden Plain, Kingman, then you got Kiowa County, and then throw in Great Bend. I mean, it's just a variety pack of from 2A, actually 1A up to 5A. I don't think there's any 6As, but be a lot of good competition. Hopefully the weather looks pretty good. So both years since we've been going, this weather's been terrible both years, so this might be our best shot at it.
And, I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to see Kingman. I think you'll see them another time before regionals. They'll be in their same regional.
They're at Cheney, so we'll see them. We'll see them again at regionals. They got a really good 400 runner and a couple of real good girls, too. So, you know, our regional looks like it's just kind of all spread out with a little bit of talent here and there for everybody. I don't know who the powerful team is. So, you know, but the regional is nice and close, so we like that.
Yeah, it's in Garden City this year, so that'd be kind of nice, cool to see a 6A and a 3A go together at the same time.
Yeah, back in I think it was 98, we went to Hayes for a 1A, 4A regional. We were 4A then, and I've kind of pushed for that at different times throughout because it kind of gives your kids on the track a little more recovery, and it's always nice to see some of those other schools. And with the 6A, there's only 8 or 9 teams. I think I got 9 teams. Most of them have 8 in their regional, so, you know, it won't be a long drug-out day, but it'll still be a little more recovery on the track.
Yeah, he lost a lot from last year on the girls' side, lost a few from the boys the last year, and so far I think kind of going back a little bit to your first couple of meets here, you kind of got to like where some of the newcomers are starting to fit in early on.
Well, we had that big freshman class last year in the boys, and, you know, of course, they're all sophomores now, and they're bigger and stronger, and, you know, I expect them to be bigger and stronger next year too, but, you know, that's a big advantage, and we've saw some really good things out of them, and I think even next year they'll be even better, but, you know, I think they'll fit in well with our few senior boys and our few junior boys. I mean, I think we got 4 junior boys and 5 senior boys, and then we got a load of sophomores. And the girls kind of in the same boat with a pretty good freshman class this year with numbers. You know, so, I mean, our numbers are about equal, probably in that, 30 range with both of them, just under a little bit.
All right. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here as we talk track here. And good start to the season. And thanks again, Coach, for the time. Good luck to you guys coming up tomorrow at Pratt.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here. Also,